Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer. A prayer of praise for the righteousness of Jesus this Holy Monday together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer of Praise for the Righteousness of Jesus This Holy Monday by Emma Dancy. Matthew 21, verses 12 through 13 say, And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. We know a lot about Palm Sunday and Good Friday, but what is Holy Monday? Heather Adams from Bible Study Tools shares that on Holy Monday, Jesus went back into Jerusalem and cursed a fruitless fig tree, wept over the city, and cleansed the temple. Ponder this. The King of the world comes in riding on a donkey in humility on Sunday. Then our great high priest enters the temple the next day and turns over the tables. Holy Monday reminds us of the worthiness of our Savior. He was spotless, and people had taken his house of worship and made it about selfish gain. In thinking about all of the legalism and hypocrisy the Pharisees had been partaking in, it grieved Jesus. His people were supposed to love him, but he was instead ignored as Messiah and would be chosen over a murderous criminal to take the cross a few days later. There is a clear verse in Ephesians 4, verse 26 that says, Be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Jesus was angry, but his actions were not sinful. It is hard to believe because we often like to take the love and compassion of Christ while ignoring his holiness and sovereignty. Ponder this. He has gone into the place which was supposed to be his home, where God resided, in the Holy of Holies, and the people were making a business out of his home. They were taking advantage of God for personal gain. They made it a place of robbery. They took away the attention and purpose on the Lord, and they prevented the people from connecting with Him and placed a barrier in the way. We see this many years ago in the time when Moses brought the Ten Commandments down the mountain and the Israelites had crafted a golden calf to worship as an idol. Moses broke the commandments and went back up the mountain a second time. As we pray about the righteousness of Jesus, we can thank Him for His holiness and His gift of forgiveness to those who believe in Him. We too have made His house about selfish gain. We have sinned against Him, and we deserve His wrath eternally. However, by grace, we have been saved through faith. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we praise You for Your righteousness this Holy Monday. We could not be obedient to the law. We failed miserably. We could not keep one command. However, You came, and in Your faithfulness to Your word and to us, You gave us new life and hope. As we reflect on Your anger that was perfect and righteous, help us to take our sin seriously. Enable us to be intentional to think on the ways that we have sinned against You by sins of omission and sins of commission. We have not followed You. We have turned to our own fleshly ways. We have committed spiritual adultery against You as our groom. Please forgive us. Please help us not to stay there. Give us the conviction by Your Spirit, the foundation of Your word, and the support of community to propel us into lives that fully honor You. Help us to look more like You, Jesus. Thank You for turning the tables that day, for giving us an eternal reminder that You flip our legalism and our deceptions on the ground, and everything is leveled by the cross. All have sinned and fall short of Your glory. All deserve death and hell. But You came in Your holiness, and Your righteousness became our own. Thank You for Your great mercy on us. Thank You for being righteousness for us, and then placing it upon all who believe in Your name. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friends, Nicole Eunice here from the How to Study the Bible podcast. I want to invite you to experience a fresh look at the story of Joseph and what it means for you today. Life can totally throw us for a loop, whether it's your family or your marriage, work, church, or something else entirely. Maybe you have found yourself in a season that you never would have expected and that you certainly wouldn't have signed up for. In this 6-week Bible study together, we're going to talk about the biblical story of Joseph, a man who lived an unexpected life and trusted God through it all. We'll talk about the blessings he experienced, the promises God keeps, the way that tests of our character can actually refine our faith. We'll talk about patience. We'll talk about loss. Absolutely talk about redemption. So come join us for the 6-week series over on the How to Study the Bible podcast. Can't wait to dive in with you.